الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركت فيكم أمرين لن تضلوا ما تمسكتم بهما كتاب الله وسنتي أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders, brothers, and youngsters. Remember one thing. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, those who send salutations and durood upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Friday night or Friday, night or the day. Because Islamically, Friday starts from after Thursday after sunset. Thursday evening from sunset to Friday sunset. The whole night, whole day. Prophet has mentioned both the night time or the daytime. If you send to me durood, salutations, how many times mentioned by Rasulullah? 100 times. How many times? 100 times. So easy. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe it'll be take 2 minutes. Approximately 3 minutes. Minimum 2 minutes, maximum 3 minutes. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can even count on your watch and say, read that. 100 times will be maybe take 3 minutes. Small things. But what you're going to get? How much reward you will get? Do you know about it? And what you will get? Number one, your name and your father name mentioned to Rasulullah. That so and so youngster Ibrahim bin Qasim, for example, so and so. Ibrahim bin Qasim sent to you this durood, Ya Rasulullah, says, make sickness. Number one. Your name mentioned. Number one. Your name is mentioned by Rasulullah. And if you recite it 100 times, your name is mentioned 100 times. Not one time, 100 times. So you will get dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forgive him. Plus authentic hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, very, very important, that Allah will descend upon that person 100 mercy of Allah. Not 100, thousands. If you recite one time, you get 10 mercy of Allah. Man jaa bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. Allah will forgive 1,000 sins. Allah will give you rank in Jannah, thousands. Understand? 1,000 rank you will get in Jannah. And also Allah will write for you 1,000 rewards. Just to send 100 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu. It's so easy, boy. If you got love of Rasulullah sallam in your heart, you will say, you walk from here, or you walk from here, or you go by car from here to your house or your shop, you can finish it. 100 times. But Friday, you can read any day. But Prophet has mentioned, if you recite on Friday, you will be very close to me on the day of Qiyamah. You will next to Rasulullah. That's the greatest reward. Amongst the 1,000 billion peoples. You can't even count so many people on the day of Qiyamah. You will be very close to Rasulullah. And he's going to make intercession for you on the day of Qiyamah. But mentioned by Rasulullah, if you recite 100 times, Allah will fulfill your 100 needs. How many? 100 needs. So zarurat Allah puri karega. Agar 100 baar durud par liya apne. I don't think so. You need 100. You got 100 needs a day. You understand? I don't think so. अगर कोई माशाल्लाह बहुत ग्रीडी आदमी हो उसी का हो सकता है इनोरा इज अ मोर ग्रीडी देन ही कैन आस्क 100 नीड्स अ डे अल्लाह सेज इफ यू प्रोफेसर हसन सेड ऑथेंटिक इट इज आई एम टेलिंग यू इफ यू रिसाइट एंड सेंड मी सैल्यूटेशन 100 टाइम ऑन फ्राइडे नाइट ऑफ फ्राइडे अल्लाह विल फुलफिल योर 100 नीड्स 70 ऑन द डे ऑफ कयामत 30 इन दिस दुनिया 30 in this dunya, from morning till evening. Not only the day, on that day if you recite, Allah will fulfill your needs from that day until you need it. Understand? MashaAllah, some youngsters, you know, already I announced last week that I'm going to talk in English, please come down. Our youngsters got no time. MashaAllah, they're so busy in the iPad, in the game, in the computer, subhanallah, they got no time. Oh, the world we carry on saying that. The day will come, the Malikul Maut will come, you will say, I should sit in the company of some pious person. I should sit in the company of the pious people to listen some hadith. What Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, majtama qawmun fi baytin min buyutillah. If a group, if a jamaat, or people are sitting in my house, one of my houses, where is the house of Allah? Masjid. Masjid is the house of Allah. I'm telling you the hadith, not my stories, okay? Listen carefully what Allah said. Majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillah. A jamaat, a group, the people come and they sit in my house. Fi buyutim min buyutillah. In the world there are so many mosques. Any one of the mosques, if a person come and sit. Intention, 2 things. Yatluna kitab Allah. They come early and recite some Quran. Wayatadarasunahu bainahum. Or the lesson about Quran and Hadith, the commentary of the Quranic ayats, verses of the Sahaba and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the intention.
Yatluna Kitab Allah, they recite the Quran in the Surah Kahf, Surah Yasin, or some part of the Quran, come early, 10, 20 minutes early, and recite the Quran Friday. And mention further, وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ, they sit together and they talk about Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and companions. And about pious people. This is called tadaras. One person say, other person listen. This is called dars. Dars meaning, like ustad say something, a student listen. وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ, they sit and they say and listen amongst them. What will get? What you going to get if you sit in the house of Allah 20 minutes, 30 minutes, half an hour, just for little things? We're not saying come here for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. For our own benefit, we're saying beforehand, come to house of Allah at least Friday. At least Friday. And listen something and fresh your iman. Fresh your iman. Every day you see that, oh, after food, they give you something fresh, fresh your mouth. This is a fresh iman, bhai. Our iman goes old. Our iman goes weak because of committing sins. If you listen the hadith, if you listen the Quranic ayats, if you sit in the house of Allah, so this all the nur is going to our heart and become fresh. Then you feel something to practice on sunnah, on the Quranic verses. You feel to recite Quran. You feel to do some, to perform some salah. Subhanallah. What you going to get if you sit in the house of Allah? Four things. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Illa nazalat alayhimus sakina. Allah will descend special peace upon you. And especially Friday. None other namaz, the angel are standing by the door. Only Friday namaz is standing by the door and they're writing the names who's coming first, second and third. But you're not going to come to know today on the day of Qiyamah, you'll come to know that how many Friday my name is in register. If your name is in register, you'll be very close to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because there will be majlis on the day of Qiyamah. It's called Maqam, one place. It's called where Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will sit on the mimba. And those who are coming early to listen, khutbah, on Friday, they'll be very close to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's a hadith, authentic hadith. Those who sit in first sub, second sub, third sub, as you close to mimbar, you'll be very close to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And who don't want to sit next to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Who don't want? The people are dying to see that dream Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they're doing so many wazifas. Here on the day of Qiyamah, in the presence of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, life, you're sitting next to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You're sitting next to companions. You're sitting next to Awliya Allah. You're sitting next to Anbiya alayhi salam, next to messengers of Allah. It's such a great reward. Says, Nazalat alayhimu sakina. When you come in the house of Allah and sit down, special mercy, Allah descend upon the gathering. Wa ghashiyatuhumur rahmah. And Allah will cover you with His mercy. Who don't want mercy today? Tell me, who don't want mercy of Allah? Everybody want or not? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ أَحَدًا مِّنْكُمْ بِأَمَلِهِ. No one will enter in Jannah. Hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif. No one will enter in Jannah amongst you. No one will enter in Jannah بِأَمَلِهِ, with his amal, with his salah, with his prayer, with his Quran recitations, with his zikrullah, with his charity, with his umrah and hajj. Nobody will enter in Jannah bi amalihi. Companions ask, wala anta ya Rasulallah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You also not going to enter with your own amal, with your own actions. Wala ana. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Authentic hadith. So, wala ana. Wala ana. Not myself. Illa an yataghammadani Allahu bi rahmati, unless Allah descend mercy on me. Meaning each and every person will enter in Jannah with the mercy of Allah. Who don't want mercy? Everybody. Say subhanallah, bhai. I think you don't understand English, look like. Broken English, bhai. I didn't go to school. At least I'm saying something to make you understand, because of youngsters, they complain. The Muslims don't talk in English. But today is no complaint to. They can't see outside. When the school holiday, I tell them one week before, come and listen something to fresh iman. At least broken English, you know that. But you could
get message of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's important things. The bayan is not to say some heavy word that you don't even understand. Well, you mashallah, and teacher also, school teacher, you don't even understand the English too. Bayan meant to explanation of Quran and Hadith, to explain them what is right, what is wrong. Simple. So who do want mercy? Everybody want mercy of Allah. Everybody want rahmat of Allah. Subhanallah. So if you sit in this house, what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Number one, إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. Special mercy will come. Number two, وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ. The whole gathering will be under the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You need the little rahmat of Allah. You're sitting here for half an hour, 45 minutes, you on the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When Allah's mercy comes, Allah will forgive us. Allah will forgive us. We need the mercy of Allah. We need some peace in our heart. Each and every person today in problems, we need some peace of heart. We need some peace in our house. We need some peace in our family, in our children. The third thing mentioned, those who sit in the gathering, in the house of Allah, third thing, حَفَّتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. Says the malaika, the angel are sitting surround the gathering. Surround the gathering. The angel are there. And especially on Friday, they stand by the door and they write the names. First, second, third, fourth. Authentic hadith open Muslim Sharif. And the biggest prize to sit in the house of Allah, وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ. Allah mentioned each and every person's name in front of the angel. So and so and so and so, sitting in the house of Allah. What else you want? But Allah mentioned your name. Allah talk about you. I'm not saying, open the hadith. Prophet Sassim said that. Four things you'll get. Just come and listen something and fresh your iman. So it's such a good gathering, such a beautiful gathering to sit wherever you hear about Quranic Jalsa, about Hadith, about some, about that, about companions. Go and sit down. You will get something. Allah can forgive the whole gathering. And there is maybe some pious person sitting here. Subhanallah, through them also Allah can forgive them. My one question to youngsters today. One question for all of us. For myself, for yourself. Which is dua to ask? Kaun si dua hai jo compulsory hai Allah se mangne ki? Which is dua to ask Allah? It is compulsory to ask. If you don't ask, you'll get guna. Normally we make so many duas. Allah want house. Allah want car. Allah want to get married. Allah want beautiful wife. Allah want children. I want this. I want that. I want that. I want that. What we don't ask Allah Ta'ala? We ask everything. But this is not compulsory. You ask, subhanallah. Not compulsory. But one thing is very, very important to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Tell me, what is that? Hidayat, subhanallah. What is that? Hidayat. To ask the guidance, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, hidayat. That's why Allah ta'ala put that ayat in the Quran, in Surah Fatiha. And normally we recite approximately 70 times we ask in our namaz. Even we perform faraz, nafal, or wajib, or anything, we have to read Surah Fatiha. In that surah we ask, اِهْدِنَا السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ سِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allahu Akbar. سِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah, show us the guidance. And we need today guidance. Our youngsters, we need the guidance. Where are you going to get the guidance? Listen, Surah Fatiha by our Imam, who we follow, Imam Abu Hanifa. It is compulsory, it is wajib to recite in Salah. In Salah, if you miss Surah Fatiha, you stand in Salah from Isha till Fajr. You complete whole Quran, but you didn't recite. You didn't recite Surah Fatiha purposely. Ask any Hanfi Mufti who's going to say your namaz not valid. Why? You left Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha is wajib.
If I'm mistaken, said the sahwa, you have to do. Other imams, Imam Shafi rahimahumullah, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahumullah, all of them says it's faraz. It's compulsory for us to recite Surah Fatiha. In the surah, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. 70 times a day, if you read namaz, then by. If you don't read namaz, I don't know how many times we're asking Allah. We don't, our youngsters today don't come for namaz. May Allah give all of us tawfiq. So come in a masjid, wherever you get time of namaz, 10. Salam wa Allahu Akbar. And what you perform your salah, wherever you are, you hear the time. Namaz time, stand up and read your namaz. If some people there, stand up, make jamaat, read namaz. If you go mashallah, you're at home or somewhere, go to masjid, read namaz with jamaat, subhanallah. So read your namaz on time. Punctually in the salah. So in that salah, a person recite, perform 5 times faraz salah, I say, 70 times, nafal sunnahs altogether approximately, 70 times he's asking hidayat and guidance from Allah. Allah says, oh, you asking me every time guidance, 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 hidayat, hidayat. Huh? I'm giving you the hidayat. What is that? Alif Lam Mim. Zalika al-kitab la rayba fi. This is the book, Quran Kareem. La rayba fi. There is no doubt in it. Hudal lil muttaqin. It is a guidance for pious people. For those who had the God fearing, for them is a guidance. Allah says, you're asking me guidance? I'm giving you booklet. I'm giving you a very, very, very good kitab. It's called Quran Kareem. Furqan Hamid, I'm giving you. You follow that. You follow this kitab. You will get your guidance. If you don't follow, you're not going to get guidance. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, I'm giving you. For example, I need to find something at night in my rooms. I want to find one kitab. But they are so dark, too dark, I can't find. What I should do? Switch on and I can find my book. But if I don't switch on and just looking at kitabs, so I'm my person. First I'm supposed to switch on. MashaAllah, the light is there. The greatest ni'mat of Allah. And I find the book. So same time. Another example I'm giving you today, very easy to understand, navigation, navigator. Oh, I'm traveling from here at another place. I'm looking at the person's house. But I got navigation, navigator, but I'm not putting on. How can I'm going to find that person's house? I need to go east, I'm going west. Allah has given us the very beautiful. Allah's kitab is so mighty and great. We're just giving you an example to make you understand. It's like in navigations for our guidance, for our what Allah says in the Quran Kareem. Tanzilul kitab la rayba fi. This kitab I reveal to you, there is no doubt. Kitabun anzallahu ilayk. I reveal this kitab towards you. Why? What is the purpose behind? What is the maqsad behind this kitab? Allah, why did you send this kitab for this ummah? Why did you give us this Quran? Why? What is the reason behind? Farmaya, litughrijanna samina zulumati ilan nur. This is the kitab will take you out from darkness to the light. Darkness to the light. Today there's so many fitna and corruption, tribulation in this dunya. We are in a dark place. We are in a dark place. Especially our youngsters, look at them. They're in a dark place. They're looking somewhere through the Google, through this, through that. They're looking some guidance. Allah says, you're looking some guidance. Allah's kalam is there. What Prophet ﷺ says before his death, before he passes away, he mentioned the final message. Taraktu feekum amrayn lan tadillu ma tamassaktum bihima kitabullah wa sunnati. I'm living behind me two things, Allah's kalam and my sunnah. If you follow those two things, inshallah, definitely you will find your guide, your road, your destination. You will enter in Jannah. You will enter in Jannah. This is the light. How we can find something in the light? Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Indeed, I have sent to you a noor, a light, kitab mubin. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ. Those who follow, he will get guidance. Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ. Those who follow my kitabs. This is a booklet Allah gave us. This is a Quran. Very beautiful kitab. The holy book Allah granted us. This is a very good kitab. We have to follow this kitab through the guidance, through the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will find our destinations. Alhamdulillah. It's like today, mashallah, we buy some computer, for example, computer or any machines. With each and everything, you will find anything, there is small guidance is there. Guidance, user guide is there. Through the user guide, you're going to do all the things. How you're going to start your computer now, your laptop now, there's something there. If you're not going to study first the book, user guide, what will happen? You're going to break, something will happen. So you have to go through first, just study that. And you. Allah made us such a big machines. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. I have created the human beings in a very good forms. This is the machines, eyes, the ears, the mouth, the understanding, the brain, subhanAllah, the hand, the body, Allah Ta'ala created us. According to that booklet, according to the Quran, we have to use. Today you see in the world, billions and billions Quran printed. Will never printed in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions. Today the billions huffaz the Quran. Those who memorize the Quran. Billions. House, every house will find the hafiz the Quran. Every house will find the ulama. But look at what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. Still he's saying, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will stand in front of Allah. I'm not saying Allah says in the Quran. وقال الرسول يا رب. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, oh my Allah, oh my creator, ya Rab, inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadha al-Qur'an mahjura. This is my nations, this is my ummah, they left the Quran behind. Ya Allah, you sort them out. Allah says in the Quran. I'm not saying that. This is my ummah. They didn't have time to open your Quran. They didn't follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, way of the Quranic guidance. So this is a booklet is given us. In those times, there were not so many Quran printed. No, there were not so many huffaz on ulama. But the ayats of the eyes was in the eyes. Ayats of the ears were in the ears. What Allah says, what to hear, what to not hear. What is haram, what is halal? What is halal, what is haram? What is to understand? All these things was mentioned in the body, meaning the Quran was fit in their body. Subhanallah. There were not so many Qurans. They were practicing Quran, whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them. They used to practice that. Final hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif. Let me tell you the hadith. The narrated Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ala satakunu fitan. Beware. There will be so many corruption, so many fitna and trial will come afterward. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying 1400 years ago, today look at so many fitnas is coming in this dunya. Ala satakunu fitan. Sahaba were not like me and you. Says, oh, what fitna will come? How we can sort out? How we can do? We can sort this out. We can do? No. But the question was, they were so intelligent, subhanAllah. They made our deen. They made our life. Their question was, فَمَلْ مَخْرَجُ مِنْهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. How we can come out from the trial? How we can sort these things out? How we can exit from that fitna? Ya Rasulullah, show us. Allah Rasul has a kitab Allah's kitab. Fihi, Nabi Sassar mentioned, Fihi, Nabu ma kablakum, wa khabaru ma ba'dakum, wa hukmu ma bainakum. In that Quran, Allah mentioned about the past nation, what happened to them when they did not follow the kitab. Mention everything about all the Anbiya and the nation, how they got punishment. And وَقَبْرُ مَا بَعْدَكُمْ in the Quran, Allah mentioned what is going to happen after our death in our grave on the day of Qiyamah. Mention the Quran Kareem. Nobody will say, if I ask somebody what's going on in India and Pakistan, says, I didn't go to India, how I know that? The person will have to go there. When he come back, ask him something about India, about my village. Here, nobody can come back from our grave to tell you what's going on in my qabr. But Quran is saying to you, you open the Quran, you follow the Quran, you follow this guidance, Prophet ﷺ says, وَخَبْرُ مَا بَعْدَكُمْ is informing you about what's going to happen after your death. وَحُكْمُ مَا بَيْنَكُمْ and in between, from the time of Rasulullah till the day of Qiyamah, what's going on in between? For what about you? Mention everything. You have to follow that. The two things mentioned in that, this is a long hadith, but I want to say what Prophet ﷺ says, مَنْ تَرَكَهُ those who leave my Quran behind, قَسَمَهُ اللَّهِ those who leave Quran, Quran Kareem, مِنْ جَبَّارٍ out of pride, I'm not going to follow the Quran. What Prophet ﷺ says, قَسَمَهُ اللَّهِ Allah will make his pieces, Allah will break him in his cover. Allah save us. Further mention, وَمَنِبْتَغَ الْهُدَى بِغَيْرِهِ أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهِ those who find the guidance beside Quran and the way of Rasulullah and companions, find somewhere else, Allah will mislead him. He's going to lose out his iman. There's no time to go. But the final message, please. I want to say something, inshallah. Next week also we're going to talk in English. Okay, youngsters? Inshallah, say inshallah. Message after Fajr Salah. Why? This Quran is so important. What we have to do, inshallah, we'll talk about it, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to practice according to the Quran guide, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.